The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
This land is your land. No one will take it away. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, 6:05 on AM 970. The Answer. Good morning. Good morning. Joe on the radio. Got a big show for you today. Here he is, February 12th. Get ready for Valentine's Day. Hopefully you got your all your stuff ready for Valentine's Day. Hey, so, you know, the other day what we didn't talk about is when we just didn't get enough press coverage at all. I'm going to retweet a couple things out. Is when President Trump went to New Hampshire and he did that speech and then he had left early. No one even talked about it. Dan Bongino talked about it. And a couple, you heard it peripherally, but you know, where did he go? Why did he leave early? Why did President Trump leave that New Hampshire speech early? You know, he flew to Dover Air Force Base and he just went to accept Sergeant First Class Javier Gutierrez and Antonio Rodriguez, who were killed in Afghanistan, the two soldiers who were killed in Afghanistan. And they were unloading, the bodies of these warriors, these heroes. The president went from New Hampshire right to Dover. And stay there and just to salute these soldiers. That was so moving to me. And I looked at it. Now, you got to think, do you think Bernie Sanders would ever do something like that? I mean, can you see Bernie Sanders? And again, it's way early. We can't take anything for granted. But I don't think I see Bernie doing that. I mean, I see Bernie in charge of the United States military is a little scary. I'm just saying. You know, and I salute President Trump for doing that. He doesn't have to do that. And he doesn't do that for show. It was the middle of the night. He went ahead and did it, and I appreciated it. And then I'm looking at the Democratic field, and Bernie took it. We knew Bernie would win. He, you know, the last time he ran New Hampshire, he won. And, it was very close. And Buttigieg came in right behind him, very, very close. And you can't take anything away from Mayor Pete, like they're calling him Mayor Pete. Because he's showing up, and the big surprise of the New Hampshire primaries last night is Amy Klobuchar, and I said that as soon as I saw the debate, she just started making a little sense, and then I had a dear friend who said, "Watch Amy move up." So it's going to be very interesting. But none of them, none of them could I ever take on Donald Trump. However, you can't take anything for granted, and this is. And then Joe Biden just totally fell away. He came in fourth yesterday, right behind Amy, and he left for South Carolina, as you know, early. And you know what? Right move. They're criticizing for getting out of town. They saw it. They saw the numbers. He's going to hang around, and he's going to do a speech in New Hampshire, coming in fourth place. No, he's got to hope that Nevada, which is next, he surfaces in Nevada, and then Super Tuesday will say it all. We're talking about the New Hampshire primaries, what happened last night, and Bernie, he shined. We all knew that was going to happen. Super Tuesday comes up. That is, I think, March 2nd. Super Tuesday comes up, and that's where Bloomberg comes in. So this is going to be very interesting. It seems very sloppy to me. It seems very like the Democrats really don't know what they're doing. There's no head of the Democratic Party, in case you haven't noticed. So Super Tuesday comes in, does Bloomberg slip in? And then I know you and I feel like saying, they all went after President Trump. They all vilified, but they don't give this guy a chance. But you take nothing for granted. You have to stay vigilant on all of this. Not to mention on staying on your local races. You will see me here and there throughout the state of New Jersey. And I will be doing drop-bys on it, as I did at the Morris County GOP. And you know what? I don't trust the Republicans anymore. I do the Democrats, man. Let me tell you something. I just don't. This party system has got me completely puzzled, because a lot of people run for the party. They don't run for the people, as you know, and we're left out. Look at what happened. Washington is such a swamp, such a mess, you know, but the Republicans are at least the only ones making sense. So I'm going to drop by and I'm going to show support around the state, because you have to change the House of Representatives. And then this. Don't let, if and when the Republicans take back the House, let's hope they do something. They had it for 2 years. Don't forget, the Republicans had the White House, they had the Senate, and they had the House of Representatives, and they did nothing. Still, President Trump did monumental achievements, even with that roadblock, you know, that was the House of Representatives. I don't know how they didn't come up with a health care plan. I mean, you know, so I heard somebody criticize that. That's the absolute valid criticism. So you got to make sure when you vote, and we try to change the House from the Democratic situation that it is today, to hopefully more common sense politicians, they're going to do something. But also this about Bernie, you know, and I always like to have fun with Bernie. Don't forget, he's come on the show 3 times. Bernie came on the show. He's a Brooklyn guy. But I don't understand. He backs Ilhan Omar and he backs Rashida Tlaib. These are two anti-Semitic, anti-American people who hate this country, who hate you and I. Everything that we stood for, everything that my grandparents did when they came from Italy, everything my father did when he fought in the Second World War, we'll just toss that away. It doesn't mean anything. We're the new America. You got to live like we live, and you got to believe in what we believe. Which includes hating Israel. So Bernie, those girls will be in a Bernie Sanders administration. That I'm telling you, it would be so bizarre, and what kills me about this, about Bernie, that he's making all this headway, and these people are showing up at the rally. You can't discount that. How? And I don't want to say, you know, they always accuse anybody who voted for Donald Trump deplorables, and we're dumb, and we're stupid, and we don't know what we're talking about. How do these people who go to these Bernie Sanders events, do they look at Venezuela? It's not like it was, look what happened back in World War II with Hitler. You know, it's not like all those years ago. It's like now they don't even look at Venezuela. Yet Bernie's still going, socialism, socialism. And the attacks on the president, he's a pathological liar. That's what he's a pathological liar. Bernie, what is he lying about? Not once has he said anything specific. My goodness. But so anything could happen, really. I think it's a brokered convention. I think Biden may be in the mix down the road, but you're going to see you're going to see Mike Bloomberg start to surface, and it's all good. But we could laugh, we could chuckle, but please don't. Just stay vigilant, because anything could happen in this world. Because I don't understand how people could go out and support the people they're supporting. But God bless them; they're our fellow Americans. We have to respect that, and we also, if you believe like I believe, that we're on the right track in the United States of America, we have to stay vigilant. You know, also, before I go to the guys, Roger Stone is a friend. You know, I always knew Roger Stone as a lightning rod, you know, of politics. He was the guy. He was the Nixon. He was the Nixon guy, wasn't he? The Nixon guy? Tattooed Nixon on his back, right? And then Frankie Fibro says, you got to talk with Roger, man. He's an interesting character. And indeed, he turned out to be not only an interesting character, a very nice man. But man, when it comes to politics, he will go after you right between your eyes. So I always talk about, and what we forget about, and I'm here to remind you, is that where Roger Stone, what he went through as part of collateral damage of the Mueller probe. And we just discount that. And I don't understand it. And that's why I'm so blessed to be able to be behind this microphone and to chat with you in the morning and to tell you, don't forget about those things. It's like when they went into this Ukraine situation and the phone call, you know, and how vicious President Trump was when he came back and he was vindictive. Are you kidding? Look what they have done. And Roger Stone got caught up in the Mueller probe. The Mueller probe proved to be the biggest political fail in the history of politics in the United States. And Roger Stone's thrown in the mix. And he's just one, by the way. Can you remember? He had that pre-dawn raid. I like that word, pre-dawn. It's always pre-dawn. Do you think they say that when the DOJ goes, we're going to go raid someone? It's got to be pre-dawn, pre-dawn raid. And they went, they did, remember, automatic weapons? And CNN happened to be that. Do you remember that? Why did people forget about that? That was Roger Stone's house. It was his house, Roger Stone, because he may have misstated something. You know, when he went and testified, oh my gosh, they now they said he's facing 20 years. Now he was facing 9 years. Now four process. This is monumental when I tell you this. And this is why a part of the reason why I support President Trump, because he doesn't instill fear on the other side. They know if they're going to push, They know if you're going to push and you're going to say bad things about the president and you're working in the White House, once the president wins, you're going to be escorted by security out of the White House, and you're going to be kicked out of the White House. Whether you're a soldier, whether you're a civilian, if you're going to go against the administration in a blasphemous way that really has no basis to it, and you're going to go just for your own, you know, aggrandizement, you're going to be escorted out of the White House. So this is good because it instills fear on people who I think are anti-American in my mind. So this whole Mueller probe happens. Roger Stone's in the middle of it. Now they know Roger Stone's a very close friend. Roger Stone's the first guy to say President Trump's going to be the president of the United States. He's a guy. The president is loyal, very loyal in that regard. Now they see four prosecutors stepped away from the Stone case. This is huge. This is huge news. And I texted Roger yesterday. I said, happy early Valentine's Day, Roger. Apparently you are loved, man. And he said, thanks, Joe. Keep praying. Because he got caught in the Mueller probe. Yet the Mueller probe, all the people who were, including Hope Hicks and all the ancillary damage of the Mueller probe, should just be put aside, no? Should not be like, okay, that was a fail. We failed. No, we went right to Ukraine. And Adam Schiff lied about the Mueller probe, and then he lied about Ukraine. And they're still losing. They're still losing. So we do have to stand fast, but because I think that we're in the right, hopefully, on the right track. You know, hey, so before we go to the guys, Andrew Yang, now he dropped out of the race. That kind of like Steyer did not drop out. You heard that Steyer dropped out. He did not. That's fake news. Bennett, apparently, Senator Bennett stepped out. But Yang, I kind of like Yang, you know, and like Tulsi Gabbard, I like it, but they're not surfacing. I think the Democrats are picking the wrong people. However, Bernie's the king today. And we'll see what happens exactly tomorrow. But I have to tell you, and there's a lot of other news we're going to get into as we go on this morning. By the way, James Rosen on the show, always so pleased. And we are privileged to have James Rosen on the show. He's going to come up in just about 20 minutes. Commissioner Bill Bratton, law enforcement legend, executive chairman with Teneo Risk, and former commissioner of the NYPD, Boston Police Department, and former Los Angeles police chief. Look at that resume. You don't want to miss Commissioner Bratton on the radio this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. What's happening in New York, I saw it firsthand because I'm old, and I've been in the great city of New York, and I saw it at its worst, and we're going right back to that. And you want to listen, please, to Commissioner Bratton on the show. Danielle DiMartino Booth, very smart gal. We're going to talk about the Fed chairman remaining upbeat about the United States economy. Constable Joe Borelli with us. Michael Caputo, talk about this Mueller fiasco. And we're going to talk to Michael Caputo about his old friend Roger Stone. That's in the 8 o'clock hour. And Dr. Sebastian Gorka, who you listen to religiously every afternoon right here on AM 970 at 3 p.m. And you check out the book from Dr. Gorka, The War for America's Soul. Enjoying Dr. Gorka since he's been on Instagram. And he will be on in the 9 o'clock hour. Always good to have Dr. Seb with us. And you always at 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature phone lines. But I have to tell you, I thank you for what you're doing, because I know you, as you listen to me, you're on a bridge, you're going through a tunnel, you're going to work, you're getting into this craziness of getting to work, and now I'm looking at Bernie winning, and I see that if we're not careful, you will have socialism and perhaps communism take over the United States of America. That's all they want. They have power and control. This is the tenets of socialism, please. They have power and control. They have drivers. They have gyms. They have pension and welfare. They have things you and I will never have. A little assistant that walks around. It's time to go, Senator. But we pay for all of that, right? you and I'll just be working just like you're working right now. If you once you put Bernie Sanders or the like in office, you know, as president. So, but I know what you go through. I know what you're doing every morning, and I know I do it every single day. Haul back, you know, 60 more miles back home. Pick up the kids. Go get the kids. Go get everything ready. I got to do the wash. You gotta, yeah, I got to. Yeah, I'm. We'll get into that later because I think I may have found some help around the house. But the fact of the matter is, you don't have the help, and you do it yourself. And you got to take care of the kids. Like even teachers. I always think about teachers. I gave teachers more trouble than I could possibly imagine, you know, when I was in school. And teachers, they got to do like eight shows. I always say eight shows. Let's say they do eight classes a day, 40 minutes each or 50 minutes each, whatever it is. Then they got to go home. Then they got to make dinner. And then they got to go take care of their kids. And again, all walks of life. We work hard. You work hard. And I'm here to thank you for working. And that's why I'm so honored to have you listen to the show. That's who we are as Americans. Don't tell me you're going to come in and then I have to pay for everybody else because that just ain't going to fly with me. And I love everybody and I will help out. I am Joey Benefit. That's me. I help out everybody. But don't ask me to pay for everybody's free college or free this and free that, free legal advice if you come into the country illegal. Don't ask. I can't. I would love to. Frankly, I would love to. Well, you and I can't. We're going to keep on working. And I'm here to tell you on the radio, thank you for being the great patriot that you are, getting up and doing what you're doing every single morning. Thank you for that. Doesn't go unnoticed by this broadcaster right here. Joe on the radio, 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Frank and Al are here. Debbie's out there on the roads. Good morning, Debbie Duhame. How you doing this morning? All right.
Well, we got she's Debbie. Not there. Yeah.
You know, right. You know what? Hey, guys, good morning, guys. Hi, Albert. Hi, Al. Frank, why does this happen, like, all the time? Is there...
You know,
is there a reason?
I don't know.
It's like we can't even keep track.
Oh, okay. Well, Deb, we went to you and you weren't there.
I'm here. I'm sorry.
But it's not. You. I thought we had a technical glitch because of our...
No, it was my technical glitch.
Oh!
My microphone was
forgiven,
and I was talking to you. It does help when you turn the microphone on.
Forgive it.
Radio 101, Debbie Doy. Sorry, it's early. My brain is still
Debbie,
like,
you can do
me,
you can do whatever you want.
Not connecting yet.
See, I was immediately going to blame the equipment, you know,
no,
that we have from 1974. All right. You can do anything you want. Hey Deb, how you doing this morning, girl?
I'm doing okay. Well, I know I was that was kind of cool to see Bernie do so well yesterday, right?
No, still scary. You know, a little scary because it's fun to watch now because you go, wow, look at all those people. But if he seeps in, I was just saying, saying how hard everybody listening works so hard. And you talk to them and
they're
on the road. Joe, I listen to you when I'm on the bridge every morning. I listen. That we work so hard as Americans. These guys just want to take it away from us and give it to somebody else. So that's the only problem. And interesting what happened to Joe Biden and what's going to happen with Joe Biden, right?
I wonder.
Here we go. We're off and we're running.
Bounce back. We'll see.
All right, Deb. Thanks for turning your mic on, Deb. We appreciate that very
much. I'll keep the mic on for the rest of the morning. I'm here for you guys. You know I absolutely love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
Joe, good morning to you. Let's go to 17 eastbound, getting down toward exit 128. It's an overturned vehicle heading down toward Chester. It looks like you're seeing a lot of emergency activity at the scene. Still okay at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB upper level. It's an accident there about 10 minutes in at the GWB. 20, though, from the Palisades Parkway. Lincoln 15, Holland 15. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride to the Gowanus. It's still pretty steady here on the Gowanus East, getting up past Fort Hamilton Parkway. LIE is moving slowly west at Queens Boulevard with a collision. And stop-and-go traffic now at the Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens with an accident in the process of being cleared. Looks like you're easing a bit here on the southbound side of 95 getting down into Portchester with construction cleared. Cloudy today, high of 43. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
There it is. Nobody does it better than Debbie Duhame right there. Thank you, Debbie. 623 with Joe on the radio, telling you about balance of nature. I love telling you about balance of nature because I love telling you the good things, the things that I could tell you through these airwaves on AM 970, The Answer, you know, and online on AM970TheAnswer.com that will make you better as a person, feel better. So when I tell you about balance of nature, and I tell you this 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables, and I keep telling you this, that a daily dose of Balance of Nature capsules has 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. When are you and I going to get a chance to eat? I just don't have the time to eat. If I could have, I have broccoli rabe at my mom's. That's pretty much it. Broccoli rabe. And then I try to grab something along the day, but I don't really get any fruits, any vegetables, you know? So you got to check out Balance of Nature, because we have this great deal for you. And this is the perfect way to start, with free shipping, number one. Number two, 35% off on any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 35% off. I think you owe it to yourself to at least try to take in these it's vegetarian capsules, antioxidants in a capsule that will fight the free radicals in your body. I'll tell you what, works for Frankie. Frankie, got to give Frankie five burrows. He's the one that said, you got to try Balance of Nature. I tried it. Al's doing Balance of Nature. Debbie, now it's time for you. 800-2468-751. Just like that. 800-2468-751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
Tubi Inc. seeks a senior software engineer to spearhead research, design, and growth of Tubi Channel on Roku platform. Worksite, New York, New York. Travel to San Francisco headquarters once a quarter. Report to New York office. Option to work from home provided residences within normal commute distance to Tubi office. To apply, mail resume to Attention C. Powell, HR, Tubi Inc., 315 Montgomery Street, 11F, San Francisco, California, 94104, and reference job code SWENY.
I'm Valerie Smaldone, and I revealed my Valentine's gift guide on Bagels and Broadway this past weekend. If you missed it, you can hear it on the podcast posted on the AM 970 website. You'll hear me talk about Etc. Restaurant, providing special Valentine's menu and ambiance, carousel cakes with Valentine's treats at 15% off from Cataveto Pisco, romantic cocktails made from this exotic spirit, cook studio at Wine You Design, interactive cooking classes and winemaking, and the launch of a new chocolate from Jacques Torres by Chocolate Orchard Fruit and Nut Clusters, available Saturday at Costco.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Let me tell you about the Atlantis Yacht. If you're looking to wow your corporate guests, clients, or employees, plan an unforgettable event aboard the Atlantis. Beautiful skyline views, a gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment. What's not to love? Your guests are going to be so impressed. I'm telling you from personal experience. It's a top-notch experience. The Atlantis is the yacht we take out every single year for our big client cruise event. Go ahead and start planning your standout event today. Whether it's a corporate event, wedding, engagement party, retirement party, an anniversary celebration, impress your guests with a first-class experience aboard the Atlantis. Why wait? Call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. 212-633-1231. 212-633-1231. Mention AM 970 The Answer for a free menu upgrade. 212-633-1231 or visit newyorkcruises.com.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Hey, Joe on the radio. It's 6:27 on the radio. Okay, we gotta go over the. There we go. 877-970-2999. I see the phone calls. Stand by, if you will. We got Frankie Five Burrows here. Frank, good morning to you, my friend.
Good morning, Joe. Great.
And Big Alice here.
Sorry, I'm finishing up a tweet. Hold on.
He's the worst.
Yeah.
He's the worst.
Well, no, I tweeted to James Rosen, who is tweeting that he'll be on the program in about 10 minutes, and I said, I'll have the Beatles music ready. That's cohesive.
It's cohesive. But Al, you know, I know we love you, man, but I mean, you gotta just put the tweet down for 4 hours. That's all we ask. But
It's the same guy.
I was making some pretty valid points, though, Frank Morano.
It
was scaring me. No. I know.
It's not ruining the illusion that I'm actually
making these vital points. I'm going like, Al, is that, hello? Is this, hello? Is that you? because we were saying that Elizabeth Warren is really in trouble. That this is really true, which I meant that is, she just totally fell off. And I have to tell you, personally, I never understood the Elizabeth Warren, the little cheerleader with those two fists in the air. Mm. I have no idea. I can't even get my hand.
She's opening a beer.
So she fell off completely. And it's true, if Biden indeed doesn't pull out anything in South Carolina, and Frank, you knew this from day one, but Al was actually said it's very true. Once, if South Carolina, because I don't see Biden servicing in Nevada, Frankie Five Boroughs. I don't see him surfacing in Nevada. I think he's done, and I kind of thought that from day one, no?
Well, so the South Carolina has always been sort of a backstop for Biden because he was counting on winning South Carolina because he's thought of as being popular with the black community. So if he loses in South Carolina, then I think you're right. I don't see anywhere he really I don't see any scenario in which he gets the nomination. Now, at this point, he's still, as of a day or two ago, still leading in Nevada, but only, it's very close. I mean, I think after this disastrous finish yesterday, a fifth place finish, I think you're going to see that lead in Nevada potentially pop a little bit. I think the key for, if the Democrats are interested in stopping Sanders at this point, the only way that they're really going to be able to do it is if all of the anti-Sanders candidates unite, right? So if Buttigieg, Bloomberg, and Klobuchar all stay in the race, I think it's going to be very, very difficult to stop Sanders. Because you remember, Joe, if you remember the 2016 Republican primary, had all the non-Trumpers dropped out and coalesced behind one candidate, according to the math, Trump wouldn't have been the nominee, but they didn't. So Trump got to benefit. All Trump supporters were steadfast and loyal. And then Trump benefited from a divided anti-Trump field. What you're seeing now with Sanders could be the same situation. Him benefiting from a divided anti-Sanders field. 75% of the party in both Iowa and New Hampshire voted for someone else. And yet Sanders got the most votes in both states. So if that continues, and look, Bloomberg has the money to stay in. We'll see about Klobuchar and Buttigieg. But if that continues, I think it's going to be very difficult to stop the Bernie bros.
But you have to wonder about all of these candidates. Why did Klobuchar do so well in third place? I think because she has the least baggage right now of all the other candidates.
Her debate performance was stellar. It really was. And I never watched those things. And I don't know that many, many people did, but she was great in the debate.
Elizabeth Warren, I don't know when this video was, whether it was yesterday or the day before. She's walking around yesterday, a couple of days ago, at a diner trying to engage diners. And you have to see the video, Joe. The look on these people's faces, like, get away from me. I'm eating. Like, please don't bother me. So, you know, clearly she is not registering with people around there.
Really, there seems to be very little rationale for Elizabeth Warren's candidacy at this point. Yeah. When she came into the race, there were two points of that worked in her favor. One, if you wanted a far-left progressive with governing experience. And two is if you wanted a woman. Well, now both of those lanes are taken. Bernie Sanders is clearly the candidate of the far left, the progressive socialist wing of the party, and Amy Klobuchar is clearly the top female candidate. So I don't really see how Elizabeth Warren stays in the race. But the people that are looking to stop Sanders better hope she stays in the race, because all of those Elizabeth Warren votes, I think the preponderance of them are going to Bernie. A couple may break for Klobuchar because of the female situation, but if you're looking to stop Bernie, you got to hope that Warren stays in this race, because those votes aren't going to Buttigieg or Bloomberg.
All right. Right on the money. And where else on any other morning show can you hear the word preponderance this early in the morning? Frankie Five Boroughs, thank you. Al, thank you. We're going to break early at 6:32 right now so we can make way for the great James Rosen coming up live on the air with Joe Piscopo right here. And stand by with your phone calls. We'll get there ASAP. But right now, let's go to Big Al. He has the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
39 degrees at 6:32. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Monday night's water main break on the Lower East Side is just one of many the city has endured recently. Carlos Sushora, an infrastructure advocate, says the city has been forced to maintain aging pipes. The Department of Environmental Protection says the city is below the national level when it comes to water main breaks, with 521 in 2018, 459 in 2019. Sushora says those numbers aren't good and the city needs to invest in more repairs, which would cost billions of dollars. An Orthodox Jewish community from Brooklyn is donating $47,000 to the family of fallen Jersey City detective Joseph Seals. The Flatbush-based group says 1,400 people from across the tri-state area donated, including people from as far away as Israel. It was in December of last year when Detective Seals was shot dead prior to a shootout at a kosher supermarket that also claimed three innocent lives. A member of the local police union accepted the check on behalf of Seals' wife and five children. In sports, Rangers a 4-1 win over the Jets in Winnipeg. Islanders blew a 3-0 lead, but they came back late to beat the Flyers 5-3. Devils' two-game winning streak comes to an end as they lost to the Panthers 5-3. College hoops, NC State over Syracuse 79-74. Tonight, 10th-ranked Seton Hall entertains number 21 Creighton. Pregame is at 6:20. The tip-off is at 6:30 right here on The Answer. And St. John's hosts Providence. Pregame at 8:10. Tip-off at 8:30. You can listen to that game on AM 570, The Mission. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go out to the Southern State Parkway West, right into 106. Multi-vehicle accident being pushed off to the shoulder. LIE westbound, slowing down through Willis Ave here in Nassau County. More volume. LIE westbound, getting into Queens Boulevard. Accident on the service road. It's pretty busy right now with the Whitestone Bridge. Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens, getting reports of an accident with all lanes subject to closure. So Whitestone Bridge pretty tough right now. Queens bound. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the eastbound Gowanus. That's still heavy right up through the Prospect. Inbound GWB, upper level of collision, 25 into the upper, 15 to the lower. Lincoln 20, Holland about 25. Traffic moving slowly on 80 eastbound, getting out toward exit 34 over in Wharton, and taking a ride to 17 east, exit 128, overturn vehicle over in Chester. Partly cloudy today, high of 43. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. Is your family ready for cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu lets you know when to call your doctor. The flu brings a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust. The Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Okay, it's time for Michael's of Brooklyn, Italian trivia question. Are you ready? You can win an entire case of that delicious, authentic, and always fresh Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Michael's of Brooklyn been around for 50 years. We love Michael's of Brooklyn. You will too. Now you can win an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn. You got to call 877-970-2999 if you know the answer to this question. This is from Mr. Cthulhu. What is the Italian name for a dessert that combines vanilla ice cream with hot espresso poured over it? All right. What is the Italian name? That's a good question. I like we judge Al's questions. Good question. What is the Italian name for a dessert that combines vanilla ice cream with hot espresso poured over it? Okay. Here's the number, 877-970-2999. The first person to give us the correct answer to the question, what is the Italian name for a dessert that combines vanilla ice cream with hot espresso poured over it, wins an entire case of Michael's Brooklyn sauce. By the way, if you don't get true on the lines today, we are giving away one more case in an online contest. Just go, please, to am970theanswer.com and enter to win now. You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic Italian since 1964.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently. And other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Take AM 970, The Answer, anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, James Rosen coming up in a second. I want to tell you about Retro Fitness. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready to get real? Oh, well, this is just for you listening to AM 970. We love you for listening. So we now have the $0 enrollment fee at Retro Fitness. No gimmicks, no extra fees. It's a $0 enrollment just in time to get that summer body in just right. You know, you still got time, right? Hey, we at Retro are constantly thinking of ways to give you members the upper hand. So we're giving you a deal on the ultimate membership that lets you experience everything Retro Fitness has to offer. Please, top of the line fitness equipment. You get that. You know, group fitness classes, hydro massage, please. How about unlimited guest privileges and access to all of the Retro Fitness locations all across America? Of course, we'd like to see you at our gym in Flemington, New Jersey. So grab a pal and head to Retro Fitness today. You could call Stacy down there, Flemington, New Jersey. We'd love to see you down there. 908-238-3695. It's 908-238-3695. We want you to get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
James Rosen is the man that made me revisit the Beatles, because I'm a Dave Clark 5 guy. And certainly Jimi Hendrix. James, I have immense respect for James as a journalist. He's a good guy, and he's kind enough to come on the program. James, welcome back. And, I'll give it to you, man. The Beatles, they are just a second to none. Good morning to you. How are you, Mr. Rosen?
Well, look, we don't have to be forced, Joe, into some false choice between the Beatles and the Stones, or the Beatles and Elvis, or the Beatles and Jerry and the Pacemakers. These kinds of choices aren't helpful.
Jerry and the Pacemakers. What made you think of that? He used to wear his guitar so high, Jerry. Remember he played it?
Yeah,
it was under his neck. It was like, you only James Rosen would know the name of Jerry and the Pacemakers, the real name of the guy. James, listen.
You keep us current for the demo. You like that?
It's great. It is great. Also, I know we have so much to talk to you about, but I want to start here. And I want to just reiterate. Did you like The Irishman, or did you not like The Irishman? I'm dying.
We spent 40 minutes on it in our last second, didn't we?
We did, but I did. But I enjoyed it. Was I the only one that people go, now it's too long, or with this, with that? And I thought
I could have watched another 3 hours with the same guys. You know, as bad as it was, what a sucker I am for the De Niro, Keitel, Pacino, Scorsese crowd, not to mention Pesci.
And thanks for remembering Harvey Keitel. Oh, so brilliant talent. And Bobby De Niro, I thought he was great. I thought he was great in that movie. But you know, God forbid
in politics, we're going to agree to disagree there.
You know, aha. Okay. Hey James, so New Hampshire, does it matter? Does it count? I mean, Bernie is there. We knew he was going to win. He won before there. What does all this mean after the New Hampshire primaries last night, James Rosen?
Well, it was an extraordinary event to watch because of the mess the preceding week in Iowa, which made everything even more scrambled than it already was in such a large, crowded Democratic primary field. And last night's results showed Bernie Sanders, as you mentioned, eking out a narrow win over Pete Buttigieg. The real surprise finish is number three is Amy Klobuchar, which might inject some momentum into her campaign. And then you have dismal finishes in fourth and fifth, respectively, for Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden. And, of course, the Biden difficulties that we see right now are most compelling for our attention because, after all, the man served as vice president of the United States for 8 years. But the truth is that if you look at Joe Biden's three campaigns for president, this is the third one, his dismal showing so far in Iowa and New Hampshire happened to be the largest percentages of the vote that he's ever captured in any presidential nominating contest. And what's really interesting to me, Joe, again, coming on the heels of the impeachment saga with President Trump, is the fact that the troubles we see Joe Biden encountering right now were manifest to a lot of eyes on the 25th of July, when President Trump had his phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine. And I think that for many supporters of President Trump, the disappointment was not perhaps believing that he had committed any impeachable offense, but just that he was bothering with Joe Biden at all on that call. because precisely the kind of problems the former vice president is witnessing in his campaign now have been vocally projected for him by a number of observers back then.
James, do you think, and I don't mean to be conspiratorial here, but why stop now? I mean, sometimes I thought they did the whole impeachment thing to take Biden down. I mean, because they knew that all of that was going to come out during
Joe,
the impeachment.
To your many titles, you can now add profit. Because I
forget, that.
Although reporters are supposed to stay away from the business of profit.
But please, give it to us.
You just said, what the hell, we're this far along. should Mr. Biden not emerge victorious in the Democratic primary field, it is almost certain that he will cite as the chief factor in his demise from the sort of front-runner position he had putatively enjoyed, all of the attention paid to his son, Hunter Biden, as a result of the impeachment hearings and the trial, and, of course, President Trump's singular brand of marketing and publicity that he can draw to things. And I think that you'll see Mr. Biden point to the whole impeachment drama as something that was very devastating for his campaign, much in the way we heard Hillary Clinton point to James Comey as a kind of devastating inflection point for her campaign. I think if he does not emerge victorious, we should hold out that prospect for him.
Yeah, but you know, James, you have a great instinct, and not just to shoot from the hip, but because Bernie, you know he's going to do good in New Hampshire. What do you think? How will Bernie play in Nevada? How does Bernie play in South Carolina? Because now I'm looking at Amy Klobuchar, and after she did that great performance in that debate and actually made sense, I thought maybe she's the one that might end up surfacing. What is your instinct, James Rosen?
Well, nothing bespeaks a winner more than winning. And so for Mr. Sanders, of course, we have to presume that some momentum attaches to his campaign as a result of winning New Hampshire. But the fact is that Mr. Sanders did not win New Hampshire here in 2020 with the same margin or anything close to it that he enjoyed in 2016. He is finding himself very much contested for the wing of the party that he more or less represented all by himself in the 2016 contest against Hillary Clinton. And when you ask how Bernie Sanders will play in the nominating states to come, which include Nevada and then South Carolina, which former Vice President Biden has more or less identified as his firewall in this election, I think Sanders is going to have a lot more difficult time connecting with large segments of the Democratic Party in these other states because, after all, he is a New Englander. He's been well familiar to those folks for a long time, but he has stiff competition, and I think that the places like Nevada and South Carolina might be more culturally conservative, even within the Democratic Party, than a place like New England.
You know, and Buttigieg, I mean, I don't know why I'm not seeing this guy. People are coming out for him, James. I mean, I don't see him on Air Force One, but I guess people said the same thing about President Trump. I mean, on the other side, but Buttigieg, you think he'll hold on?
Well, certainly Buttigieg is well positioned to hold on. He did a lot better in fundraising than most of his rivals throughout 2019. He's got a kind of a calm, telegenic presence. That, let's say, should inoculate him from the kind of fate that befell Howard Dean, if you remember the way he went out screaming on television.
You are the best. Yes.
You have to remember that Pete Buttigieg also is a military veteran. He's the only veteran in the race. Many months ago, when the Trump campaign, the reelection campaign was just staffing up, I asked a number of Trump campaign people who they thought was the most formidable of the Democrats then assembled who were going to run against the president. And they wouldn't answer, of course, because they're good at what they do. But when I asked if any of them had a particular rhetorical style that they admired, Buttigieg was the name that came up. And,
So
his potential and his skills have been evident for some time. It's really been interesting to see Mr. Biden denigrate Pete Buttigieg as someone who's a Barack Obama and just a small-town mayor and so forth. It's interesting that the kind of regal demeanor that frontrunners carry for so long in a race, once they are not the frontrunner, seems to also go away.
Yeah, calm, telegenic presence. Well put, as only James Rosen can, about Pete Buttigieg. Hey, James, before I let you go, man, we know that you're a Watergate historian, and one of the players in the Watergate drama, one of the minor players, was Roger Stone. Give us your reaction to what happened to Roger with his case yesterday, sir.
Well, I've known Roger Stone for some time. If you look up Roger Stone at the Foxhole, you'll see a 15-minute video interview between Roger and myself when he was then promoting a Watergate book of his own. As our listeners know, Mr. Stone has been convicted on a number of federal charges relating to attempts to impede the investigation into the Russia probe and is awaiting sentencing. The Department of Justice originally proposed a sentence for Mr. Stone, who's a longtime associate of Donald Trump's, of 7 to 9 years, and after Mr. Trump complained about that on Twitter, in a very rare move, the Department of Justice signaled that it was going to reverse course and recommend a lighter sentence for Mr. Stone. This caused four of the attorneys, the federal attorneys working on his case, to resign from the case or from the Department of Justice.
Wow.
So it's quite an extraordinary event. In the back of Roger Stone's mind, knowing the man and knowing how any of us would carry ourselves in such a situation, we can safely imagine that he's hoping that the president will pardon him. But likely the same thing could be said for Paul Manafort and other the president's former associates who's been embroiled in the criminal justice system. So we'll see. Certainly it would probably be unlikely for the president to do that before Election Day, but if he wins, those two gentlemen, where they are right now, would probably breathe a bit of a sigh of relief and have a bit of hope.
James Rosen, investigative journalist for Sinclair Broadcasting, New York Times bestselling author, historian, and friend of the Episcopo Show in the morning. James, we love having you, man. Now, don't forget, March, you know, on Staten Island. I'm telling you, I humbly submit, I respectfully submit, Mr. Rosen, you want to come up on stage and do a De Niro here and there, do any other esoteric impressions work well as, you know, on stage.
Let me wet my beak.
You're more than welcome, yeah. James. You know you are, man. Hey, we love you, James. I love you and always appreciate you taking the time to join us. Great chat this morning, Mr. Rosen. Let's talk again, James, very soon, please. Thank you, sir. James, he's great. He's the best. James Rosen right there. And he has a take on politics like none other and always on the money. Hey, 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50 with Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there looking out for you traffic-wise right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Problems at the Whitestone Bridge, Queens bound. Two lanes blocked with all lanes subject to closure. Getting reports of a police car involved in this one. So, again, this is the Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens. All lanes subject to closure. Prepare for delays there with that accident. LIE heading westbound at Queens Boulevard. It's an accident over on the service road. Southern State West at 106. Accident cleared. Alternate side parking rules suspended. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Inbound GWB 30 to the upper, 15 to the lower. Lincoln 20, Holland still about 25 minutes in. Over on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lanes north at 13. Watch out for a disabled vehicle. 287 North, building banks at 1 in Edison. And 17 eastbound getting down through Chester, accident cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. It's time to say happy 20th birthday to Trinitas Regional Medical Center. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center, the Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center, the Connie Dwyer Breast Center, cardiology, renal, maternity, behavioral health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every county in New Jersey. Trinitas Palliative Care Program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. You've heard me talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. Well, they're now at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. This amazing medical center just gets better and better. To find out more, visit TrinitasRMC.org. That's TrinitasRMC.org.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax. We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results. We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Some sunshine today will give way to increasing clouds, the high 46. Tonight will be cloudy. Some sleet, rain, and snow will develop toward midnight. There may be a small slushy accumulation north of the city on non-paved surfaces before becoming all rain late tonight. The overnight, though, 34 to 38. Some rain and drizzle tomorrow morning will end by early afternoon, then remaining mostly cloudy, breezy, and milder in the afternoon with a high of 53. Friday, blustery and much colder despite some sunshine, high 33. AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, make Valentine's Day extra special this year with a romantic night like no other at the Bailey on the corner of William and Pine Street in Lower Manhattan. You could treat your love to a delicious prefix menu with options like a lobster bisque and Delmonico's ribeye steak, Maine lobster risotto, and of course a decadent Bailey dessert. Enjoy a romantic dinner, white tablecloths, red roses, all for a price you're not going to believe. Also, you can dance and dine with your Valentine with Billy Joel, one of Billy Joel's favorite singers, Cassandra Kubinski, who's just so talented. By the way, I could suggest, this is Wall Street. This whole area is so, it's so interesting. So maybe you want to come down. You want to go to the Freedom Tower. You could take a look. You can see the Statue of Liberty from Wall Street. It's great. And Ellis Island. It's very, very historic down where we broadcast from, you know. And then you head on over to the Bailey for a great Valentine's night dinner. Make reservations now. Seating is limited at the Bailey, so please call 212-859-2200. It's 212-859-2200. Don't miss the five-star quality of this special prefix menu. You know how much it is? $49 a person. You're not going to get that anywhere else at a beautiful place like the Bailey. $49, no better place for a fabulous cuisine, live music, and romantic ambiance than the Bailey on Valentine's Day.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Carole King.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel a
5 minutes before 7 o'clock on AM 970. The Answer with Joe Piscopo, Frank Morano, Al Gattulo, Debbie Duhaime. You're ready for Drive Time Players. Who came up with that great title? You're ready for Drive Time Players. Charlie Finch! Professor, always appreciate you calling in. How you doing this morning, Charlie?
Happy Lincoln's birthday, Joe. In the famous Lincoln, in the famous Lincoln-Douglas debate, Senator Stephen A. Douglas accused Abe Lincoln of being two-faced. And Lincoln replied, with a face like this, if I had another face, don't you think I'd use it? Abraham Lincoln, a face for radio. God bless America. Free Stone, Manafort, and Flynn. Onward and forward.
Yeah, there it is. Thanks so much, Charlie. That's so funny that Abe Lincoln actually said that. It is. And Al actually said, who's that? Abe Lincoln's birthday today, February 12th. So we wish Abe Lincoln. So we're looking for audio from Abe Lincoln, you know? Can we get some audio? Any audio?
We'll be looking for a while. You're going to what? Shoot me?
No, stop. Stop.
Down in front, trying to see the play.
I did an impression. I thought on Saturday Night Live, it's out there somewhere. It's the funniest sketch. Sometimes on SNL, you would get handed sketches. And it was few and far between because you always wrote for yourself. Because if you don't write for yourself, you don't get on the air, really. So I speak for myself. I would hunker down with Eddie Murphy and we'd write these sketches. You'd write for yourself. And then other great writers like Barry Blaustein, Dave Sheffield, I remember this. So I think it was Nate Herman, the guy who wrote a lot in my New Jersey album. And he wrote a Lincoln sketch, Abe Lincoln. Me key to an Abe Lincoln that I didn't have to touch. It was so funny. I mean, rewrite, you know. It was so funny, but it was such bad taste. It was such bad taste. And listen, it's Lincoln's birthday, maybe our greatest president. But what it was Lincoln, the sketch had me in the balcony with Mary Lincoln, I believe played by Mary Gross, yeah. And then I was crinkling and I was eating all the stuff, you know, the concession food making noise. Keep it down, keep it down. And Lincoln stands up and says, should I even say it, Frank? Should I even say it? Do I have to
Why
say
not,
it?
Why not, Joe? It's his birthday.
Well, no, I stood up and I said, what are you going to do, shoot me? Oh, hard. And we did it on TV back then. It was terrible. It was terrible. Can I apologize for that stuff? I don't know.
I'm sure Abraham Lincoln's descendants will appreciate the apology.
We'll hear from the estate, the Lincoln estate. But really, you know what? Maybe our best president, Abraham Lincoln. Happy birthday with respect. And thank you, Charlie Finch, for bringing that. Thank you, Al Gattula, for bringing that to our attention. Hey, we got
smart,
a great show.
Not like they say.
Not like everybody else tweeting incohesively. No. Commissioner Bill Bratton on the show. Commissioner Bratton will join us. You don't want to miss the commissioner coming up in about 20 minutes right here on AM 970. The Answer, Danielle DiMartino Brute, and Joe Borelli, Michael Caputo. Hey, Dr. Gorka on the show. It's Piscopo in the morning. We're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
39 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. President Trump says he'd rather run against Michael Bloomberg than Bernie Sanders. Trump revealed that yesterday while chatting with reporters in the Oval Office. He accused Bloomberg of buying his way to the Democratic nomination, saying he'll spend $300-500 million. And former New York mayor wasn't on the ballot in last night's New Hampshire primary because he's only focusing on next month's Super Tuesday states. Americans' household debt is more than $14 trillion for the first time. A report released this week by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York shows consumers increased their borrowing for the 22nd straight quarter. More Americans took out loans to buy homes or refinance existing mortgages.